truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the first day of March. It is March. The proper tip of the day is to make sure you have all the maps you need. You know, focus primarily on topographical maps. There's different scales depending on what your purpose is going to be used for the maps. 1 over 20,000 is the largest scale where you got the most detail, and then there's topographical maps that go all the way up to the entire state, and of course the entire United States. So get all the maps that you need. Get them now while you can, and make sure they're ink on paper. Don't try to rely on anything that's on a computer screen. All right, this is a Tuesday morning roundtable. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. He has a website, jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. And we'll be joined for a few minutes at some point by Steve Ben Noon. His website's israelinewslive.org. So we'll start out by welcoming Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Well, sir, we talked a week ago, and then last Thursday, the whole world changed, didn't it, sir?
Well, the only thing that changed was that Putin acted on the words that he's spoken for 22 years.
Well, it came as a shock to many people, I'm sure, that this invasion began. But not to you and myself and our listeners. No shock at all, was there?
I hope not.
Well, that's our goal, is to give people a heads up. There was apparently one of our listeners reported a satellite image report on Fox News of a 40-mile-long convoy of armored and probably thin-skinned vehicles also headed, Russian convoy headed towards Kyiv. Do you pronounce it Kyiv or Kiev when you say that, the name of the capital?
Well, it's Kiev.
Okay.
It's, you know, I watched painfully Fox News pronouncing it Kyiv, and then a Ukrainian on the other end saying Kiev, so.
Uh-huh. You know, well, we're used to hearing Kiev more than Kyiv, so we'll just kind of go with that. We're looking for input from you as to what's going on, why it's going on, and what happens next, if you have any thoughts in that area, Jeff.
Well, the Russians, of course, are reinforcing the Battle of Kiev. They tried to encircle the city, and they've only got it about 40% encircled. They are reinforcing because they want to encircle. They're playing a siege warfare game. And it's all about envelopment and encirclement. The weather is not, you know, the ground is soft. The snow has melted, so there's mud. The dirt roads aren't really passable for trucks. So if the tanks go out, you know, where the trucks can't go, they run out of supplies. So what you've got is you've got an attempt to maneuver and encircle in poor weather conditions for armored, you know, sweeping armored actions. But they have flanked the Ukrainian line in the east. They've gotten behind Mariupol, which is the bottom of their line in the east. Mariupol is on the Sea of Azov, and that is if you go from north to south, Mariupol is the south end of the Ukrainian defense line, and up you go up along the border all the way to Kharkov, or what the Ukrainians call Kharkiv. That's the north end of their line. That city is under attack by the Russians, Kharkiv, and Mariupol at the bottom is under attack. Mariupol is probably going to be the first city to fall, and Kharkiv will probably be the second. It's a double envelopment attack on the Ukrainian line, and then when they accomplish that, if the Ukrainians aren't able to withdraw, they will have enveloped most of their army, and that they will, all of those troops will be taken prisoner, unless they fight to the death. But usually armies don't do that. When they run out of ammunition, they stop fighting and they surrender. They're trying to do the same thing to the capital at Kiev, and my guess is they're gonna wait till June, till or May, when the ground thoroughly dries out, because now we're entering into Rasputista, when the ground is, the spring rains make the ground continuously soft for many weeks. So May or June, when the ground dries out, they'll finish off the western part of the country.
Well, here in South Central Missouri, we don't have a fancy name for it. We just call it spring when the rain comes and the ground's too soft to support heavy equipment.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of it, Jeff, but American young men and Canadian young men are volunteering to go to Ukraine and fight on behalf of the Ukrainian government there. Have you heard that?
Yeah, they're forming a volunteer brigade, I understand.
Right.
Ukrainians, also, there are weapons. The Germans are agreeing to send weapons. The British have been sending weapons. You know, they're receiving supplies, and the Ukrainian mobilization happened late. Basically, President Zelensky did mobilize the day before the invasion, called the mobilization. He should have done it 3 weeks earlier. But they are forming new divisions, new brigades, you know, or they're filling up the size of the brigades that exist already, strengthening them. So it's...
A question came up this morning about how the military works in Ukraine. Do they have universal conscription like Switzerland, where every man has to serve for a short period of time, then they're in the reserves till they're age 60? Do you know what they do there in Ukraine in that regard?
I would assume they do. They have the old Soviet system, but I don't think they have exactly universal conscription. I'm not sure how it works.
Okay. All right. Well, if they did, then they would have a massive army of trained individuals.
Well, they have 400,000 trained individuals who fought in the Donbas war already, because that war's gone for eight years. And so 400,000 people have already fought in that war. And they could have been called up. And their standing army is 160 5,000. And if they call up their reserves, that's another 400,000.
Well, it's more than 500,000. And they could certainly, within 8 weeks, I could get, because Army basic training when I went in was 8 weeks, I could give some minimal training to the new recruits and then spread them out among the combat veterans to have a more effective fighting force, couldn't they?
Yeah, well, if they just mobilized their reserves, they would have, 6.6, or 0.66 million men. They would have 250,000, and that would be very difficult for the Russians. The problem, however, is that the Ukrainians, they've been flanked in their main line, and unless they can effect a withdrawal of their main line, they're going to be defeated. And for the same reason that the Russians find it difficult to move, the Russian attacks, people say, why aren't the Russians using their full forces? Because in this weather condition, you can only effectively attack along the axes of paved roads. And the, a division is effective on the front of a paved road and so far off the paved road on neither direction. You can't pile more divisions in because you don't have the breadth of front. You put those units out. I mean, there might be some dry areas, but you put units out in that soft ground, and they're not, so you can't supply them because you can't move wheeled vehicles to bring their food and their ammunition and their fuel. So that's why they're doing it the way they are, and they're using their paratroops very, very actively to support that. So they're using paratroops for their flanking around Kiev. That has not worked out very well for them, by the way. But it doesn't matter. They did flank their... See, they broke out in Crimea in the south, and that put them behind the Ukrainian line in the east. And it gave them control of the lower river. And they're moving up the river, and they're basically splitting the country in half. So
okay. It looks like We have Steve Ben-Noon with us. I don't know how long we've got Steve with us. Steve Ben-Noon, his website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. Good morning, Steve. Okay, I'm not hearing anything. Steve, you're there. We can't hear you. Well, don't know what's going on there. Okay, well, let's go back. Jeff, I don't know what's going on with Steve, but let's continue, sir.
Yeah. So basically, it's positional warfare now. The Russians have been accused of using a thermobaric bomb by the Ukrainians. Thermobaric munitions are illegal by international law to use in warfare. But the Russians... the Russians have never been keen on obeying those things or following those things.
Right, right. Let's see if Steve's back with us now. Steve, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. I need to get a different microphone for this, though.
Okay. How long we got you for this morning, Steve?
I can be here for about 45 minutes.
Okay.
Let me just get a microphone for this so it'll have a better audio. 1 second.
Okay. Okay, it looks like he had to take a walk to get another microphone. Jeff, I've had half a dozen phone calls and emails asking me what you thought was going on beginning last Thursday. So here you are giving us your updates, and we're very grateful that you are. And it's been a challenge these past few days keeping up with what's going on in Ukraine because the news is so sporadic, and it seems to run in cycles. I've been watching France 24 a lot the first 3-4 days. Not so much network news. Is there any news outlet that you watch a lot or that you trust, sir?
Well, no, I watch different ones to see what they're doing, see what their people on the ground are saying. But, I work with people who have satellite feed. They're able to watch what the Russians are doing you know, they pay for the satellite. So I consult with them and I ask them questions and they offer reports. I mean, basically, you know, the Russian forces, look, if you, I'll make a comparison with your audience if they understand anything from history. In World War II, Germany attacked, Poland started with Germany attacking Poland. Poland is a country less than half the size of Ukraine, at least in those days, you know. So the German tanks, it took them 8 days, 7 days to reach Warsaw, the capital of Poland. It took the Russians a day and a half to reach, actually, they had paratroopers right at, outside Kiev on the first day. But they reached Kiev overland in a day and a half. So that's a sort of a comparison. And the Russians did this when the ground conditions were bad. The Germans attacked Poland when the ground was dry. Both Germany and Russia have air superiority. That doesn't mean that the other air force didn't operate at all, but it means that the other air force had really very little effect on combat operations. The air support really went to the Germans in Poland and the Russians now in this fight in Ukraine. So the Polish, once the Polish line was encircled, the battle for the Poland resolved into dissolving the flanked groups that no longer had a viable position. And then that took 2 weeks for the Germans, basically, 2 weeks, give or take, depending on the group they were fighting. And of course, the Germans lost, I think, 17,000 dead, but it was 50,000 casualties altogether the Germans lost. Now the Russians have suffered like 5,000 casualties. Well, now that the war has, you know, they would have suffered less casualties if there had been dry ground conditions because they could have maneuvered in their flanking maneuvers. And of course, when you have air superiority over flat, dry ground and you're operating with mechanized forces, you're going to be able to, you know, accomplish more quicker with fewer casualties. So what's going to happen now is that they're going to slowly force places like the forces in the east and the cities in the east to surrender, and then Ukraine is going to be encircled inevitably and forced to surrender. Or they'll use thermobaric bombs or some other means to blast them into surrender.
Describe what a thermobaric bomb is, please, sir, for those who don't know.
It's a vacuum bomb. It's a fuel air bomb or a vacuum bomb. It is a bomb in which gas, the bomb, when it reaches over the target, gas is emitted in a cloud around the bomb, and then it's ignited, and it creates a huge fireball, huge blast. The blast is comparable to a tactical nuclear weapon blast, and it can be calibrated so that, for example, it could go through tank armor and bunkers and kill the people inside without destroying the tank or the bunker.
Okay. So that's what we used to call fuel air bombs. It looks like right. Steve is back with us. Steve, you with us with your new mic?
Yes, I'm here, John.
That sounds much better. Well, give us your update, sir.
Boy, we got a bunch of those there. So I was just listening to Jeff as he was talking about these things, too. Of course, the situation... I know that we were not really anticipating Russia to go into Ukraine as early as they did. We knew it would be this year, or at least anticipated it to be this year, but it happened a lot faster than what was believed to be expected. There is a lot of propaganda, of course, both sides, but a lot of propaganda, a lot of false videos, information on social media.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to Ibisu's a-humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord, yeah.
Some technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen, and we are back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are sale at Amazon. And Steve Ben-Noon, his website's israelinewslive.org. Sorry for the interruption, but we're back after these technical difficulties. We have limited time with Steve, so we'll focus on Steve for the time being with your update, sir. You're on. Go ahead, Steve. I think you may be on mute. Oh, Steve's not connected. Okay. It looks like he's not connected. Jeff, you still with us? Hello, Jeff.
Hi, John.
Okay.
This is Leon.
Hi, Leon. We're having fun this morning, I can tell. Well, Leon, the training at our meetups, it's going to be different training every month for the rest of the year, isn't it, sir?
That's correct. Yeah, and it's all based on what they want to focus on first. So, you know, we're just going to go down the list, and then we may expand it to a local location to you know, do the medical much more, like, you know, doing the CAT tourniquets, combat application tourniquets, and other things of that nature, because you can only do so much inside a restaurant, you know, even at 8 o'clock at night. So, you know, depending on the demand, we may also expand it. I may also get some professionals come in and do some training as well, depending on if the people want to contribute, you know, to their own training.
Right, and we're going to have outside instructors come in also for some of these classes, aren't we?
Yes, that's my goal, and it's just it just depends on the group. You know, the more motivated they are, and if they have contacts and they have the ability to, and if they also, you know, it's all predicated on their participation. That, you know, if they're going to be there, you know, we'll do it. So that's what I'm really excited about.
All right. Well, this is exciting. Starting a new group like this with training is always exciting, and. The training begins this Thursday at Benton Square in Rolla, Missouri, at the Dietrich Panties restaurant. You can look up Benton Square in Rolla, Missouri, and get the address pretty easily and pretty quickly. And we get together for dinner at 4:30. Our meeting begins at 6, and the training begins at 7, doesn't it, Leon?
That's correct.
All right. Okay, I'm trying to figure out. Okay. Jeff, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
You're back. Okay. Well, we lost you for a few minutes there. We still don't have Steve with us. You paint a pretty bleak picture for the Ukrainian forces being basically compromised with the moves of the Russian forces.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they'll be surrendering in the not-too-distant future, sir?
The Russians probably will not be able to finish off the western part of the country until June when the ground dries, or if the ground dries early in May, because the Ukrainians are resisting and they're building up their forces, are going to mostly be building up in the western part of the country. I mean, in Kiev, the battle was between, you know, 30 to 40,000 defenders and 50 to 60,000 attackers. And the defender in modern warfare defense has an advantage over attack, so you really need more of an advantage in numbers than that to attack, especially a city. So that's why the Russians have this big, giant armored column coming down on Kiev. It's the reinforcements for the battle.
All right. And it looks like Steve Bannon, are you with us, sir?
Yes, I'm here, John.
Okay, you're here. We've dealt with these. I don't know what happened to the bottom of the hour break. Apparently it went away. But let's continue with your update, Steve. And when you leave, we'll get back to Jeff.
Okay. The situation that we have going on, of course, like I said, we were not anticipating the invasion so quickly. But, of course, Putin is, as I've been told, he is like a chess master. And there are a lot more issues at play than just Ukraine. And this is what we need to realize here in the United States. And I know as the situation is ongoing daily right now, there has been grave concern that Biden will end up taking us right into World War III because of the decisions he's making. But at the same time, if he doesn't do something, we will look like we don't even care about Ukraine. Russia, on the other hand, to some degree, appears to be more of a, you know, I know some people would portray this as they're just trying to overtake Ukraine. All of this is just New World Order movements and posturing, and it is coming down to certain countries that are fighting over what territories they were promised as part of this New World Order agreement. Russia's kind of been kicked under the bus a lot on that. In fact, Paul Joseph Watson had posted a video this morning from a news broadcast where a Ukrainian woman was speaking on behalf of Ukraine and their fight there. And she actually stated that the Ukrainian government was fighting not only for democracy, but for the New World Order. That was her very quote. I don't think they meant that to come out, but
really?
They did. Yes. And I know, you know, even though there's so much said to this as to be conspiracy theory that when Yanukovych was overthrown, that it was set up as a basically a George Soros backed, I hate to use the terminology, but we'll just have to use it anyway, Zionist type of regime. Oddly enough, though, I have actually heard that right out of Washington, that exact same scenario, that yes, we did overthrow this nation, and yes, they did, it was Soros-backed, and it was funded by the Soros group, as the way it was put to me, and that we did install this government there for the purposes of moving forward with this New World Order plan. That being stated, though, you know, Russia, of course, Russia has their own agenda, and it doesn't make that Russia's right and Ukraine's wrong or one way or the other. You still have a country that's divided. You have half the country that are more ethnic Russians. They speak Russian. The Ukrainian government has banned the use of the Russian language in the country. You know, you end up going to jail if you speak Russian. That's how nuts they are. And it is a neo-Nazi government that's running Ukraine right now. I know that's not a very popular statement to make, but truth be known, that's exactly what it is. But this is, like I said, this is much bigger than that. And what's going to happen over the next month is we're going to see some very strange things happen in the Middle East. And at first it will seem normal. but it won't be normal. And it'll be the types of events that will send people to bunkers and will begin to...
Whoa. Send people to bunkers in the Middle East?
Globally.
Globally?
Yes.
Well, give us a heads up. What's going to happen?
There is a lot of discussion that the actions that are going to be taking place in the Middle East, that this is what's going to bring about the Third World War. But Ukraine is just the beginning of that. Russia has been in communication for the last 2 weeks with China and Iran. There is a great possibility that we're aware of that Iran is going to strike Israel very soon. I wasn't told the specifics of what will happen in the Middle East. It's going to happen over the course of the next month. But my speculation, John, is it will be the Iranian strike on Israel. China, as I've mentioned, I think last week, has agreed to do a ground invasion of the United States. They have enough resources in Canada to launch that. We're supposed to, let me back up a little bit on that too. Another thing that we have that's going on that's very serious, they did not want this getting out, but it has. And that is that they're tracking a dirty bomb in New York. I wouldn't be tracking it. I would have already been.
I was going to say, if they're tracking it, that means they know where it is.
Yes, because, you know, we use the Tesla technology. Well, actually, I take that back. That's for subs. I can't say how we do that, but we have a technology that we can track radio nuclear devices. I'll just say that way there. Anywhere in the world. And we've got a blip that has popped up in New York City. It is moving around. And I know that the Biden administration, rather than really just getting on this thing and dealing with it, is going through the bureaucratic red tape, which is completely ignorant. But it goes back, John, to where Hal Turner put out on, somebody sent me a link on there, I think a week ago, saying that the Orthodox Hasidic community had moved the younger people out and sent them up to the Catskills or something like that, about an hour and a half away from New York.
Right.
And they were saying because they were fearful of what's going on between Russia and Ukraine and the United States or NATO there in Europe. Well, this reminds me of 9/11. And we know on 9/11, we had about 4,000 Jewish people that got text messages on an app, which I'm normally on most of those Israeli apps myself. I wasn't on that one, but and saying not to go to the Twin Towers that day. So I can't help but think someone is setting it up to where we end up in a global conflict one way or the other. In other words, if we're not going to willingly get involved in this, they're going to make sure that the American people have a reason to get involved. And that's all we need is someone to use a dirty bomb to say, and then to blame it on whoever you want, when they may very well know who is the one that is doing this. You know, that's the underhanded side of those political and elite powers behind the scenes that want certain events to take place. Besides that, we have, of course, Russia has the Poseidon drones, their nuclear drone subs that can be launched from their subs coming off of Cuba. They're patrolling our East Coast. They're harder for us to pick those up. That's the one that we use the Tesla technology for, kind of peels back the earth like an onion. But we're able to detect that they are moving quite frequently on our eastern side. We have subs on the western side. Russia, as I said earlier, Putin is referred to as like a chess master when it comes to all these war scenarios. And he has thought things out much further in advance than what we care to really want to believe. And so when he took and went into Ukraine, he already knew that he would have to deal with issues possibly much further out. I think a lot of this has to do, too, though, John, with Planet X. I hate to say that, but I really think it does. And the reason I bring this up is because China already knew that China had planned to launch an invasion on us no later than end of late 2024, maybe early 2025. And I got an update on the issue about Planet X. And this was being updated with the people there in Washington right in the midst or just like a few days before the Ukraine conflict began. And one of the things that was said to me is that China will be devastated when it comes to the agricultural capabilities that they will have as a result of the passing of Planet X. The 2030-2031 time frame of the comet that, like I said, because I've mentioned, I think, on here before, we're tracking three different systems. And all three of them, potentially, I was told initially, could be a Planet X type of event. 2030-31 is supposed to be a extinction level type of event, possibly, they say. But in the update I just got this weekend, I was told that Planet X will officially enter our solar system in September of this year. It will begin to affect the planets by the end of the year. And I still do not know, though, when does it actually pass by Earth. If all these things here are on track, I would kind of think that the memory stick that was given to me years ago, that I ended up giving to Paul Begley, it gave a estimated date of December of 2023. That may still be fairly close to being accurate. But I bring that up because if China knows they're going to be devastated agriculturally by the passing of this planet when it goes through, or comet planet, then it would seem more reasonable why they would want to, in fact, all nations of the Earth at that point are battling for certain key areas so that they have control of it for their own people in the future, agriculturally, which everybody knows Ukraine has always been fought over because it is like an agricultural belt of its own. And it appears to be that China, that's why they want the United States. So it remains to be seen as far as if that really plays out or not. But I was given that official word this weekend that this is the one they believe will actually be the Planet X. I did ask, though, if there was a time frame of passing the Earth, and they did not give me a time frame on that as of yet.
Well, one of the issues with Planet X is that it speeds up and slows down. I'm not sure that there's any way to calculate ahead of time the speeding up and slowing down. But as it enters our solar system, it speeds up going towards the sun, does a loop-de-loop, and then zips back out again. We got a caller here, Steve. We got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Knight. I was calling in about something Jeff had mentioned early in the conversation. He said it mentioned the possibility of some sort of American volunteer group gathering or being assembled to assist Ukrainians. And the first thing that popped into my mind were the words, should you or any of your possible mission team be killed or captured, the secretary will disavow any knowledge of your existence, which played at every beginning of every Mission Impossible episode. It's I can't see any way how the DOD could sanction Americans being on the ground there. They would have to be completely deniable as being at all involved with our DOD. So, Steve or Jeff might have some insight about that, I would think. And then one other thing I wanted to mention before dropping off here is I've been hearing about, really badly faked propaganda reports coming out of Ukraine. For example, this fuel air bomb explosion was supposedly already posted video of the 2015 Plevy explosion, which is boiling liquid, evaporated vapor explosion, and it occurred in an industrial port area in Shenzhen, China. And there are already extant existing videos of that, and supposedly, yeah, and it was like a Plevy explosion would have similar thermodynamics to a fuel air bomb. It involves, it's almost like a very similar dynamic with liquids and gases and explosions. And the other preposterous story about the Ukrainian pilot in a MiG-25 shooting down six Russian aircraft, I mean, that's excerpted from some video game or something like that. So some of these propaganda pieces coming out to inflame people's emotions are not merely propaganda, but really bad plagiarized and purloined videos. So all right, that's what I had. I'll be interested in any responses, especially about this volunteer force question. Thank you.
Okay. We'll start with Jeff, if you got any follow-up on the volunteer brigade, sir.
Well, the Ukrainians are calling for people to volunteer. You know, and I understand that people are from other countries are willing to go there to fight. And, you know, what can you say? You know, you're going to have a brigade like the French Foreign Legion. The French Foreign Legion has released their Ukrainians, by the way, to go home to fight and is allowing them to take their weapons with them.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Your follow-up, Steve, on the American Volunteer Brigade, if any?
Well, I know the Ukrainian embassy in Israel has already put out a request for Israeli volunteers, so I wouldn't be a bit surprised as far as Americans as well. And it's an easy way to be able to get troops in, people that have military experience under that type of umbrella, and especially since we, you know, Ukraine is not part of NATO as of yet, and to be able to fight against Russia. I know, for example, too, like some of the planes that have been shot down, they keep saying Ukraine is shooting this down or Ukraine shooting that down, and that's totally not the case. Not to say that Ukraine has not shot down some helicopters, things like that, but I know on the case of the transport planes that were shot down in Ukraine that killed a lot of the paratroopers that were on board, these are being done by CIA-backed, what do you call that? Like for example, the, I'm lost of words for the right name.
Stinger?
Not the name of the missile, but the types of groups that they would hire. Now, independent contractors, that's what I was looking for, is that word there.
Okay.
We're using independent contractors in neighboring countries and shooting down these types of planes and things, and whether or not they're going inside of Ukraine and shooting them down, or in some cases from outside of Ukraine, which makes it even more difficult for Russia, because if Russia targets those areas, then you have Russia now targeting another country or cases like that. But that's why Russia has suffered even more losses in the air. It's not because of Ukrainian technology. It is U.S. technology that is being used by contractors, and we do that in order to try to cover our tracks and make it look like that. Oh, we didn't do it. Somebody else did it.
Right. Right. Okay. Thank you for the follow-up, Glenn. Thank you for your call. Well, the Planet X matter is something I've been writing about and speaking publicly about for quite a few years. And it's, of course, I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize because of my work on Planet X. I knew at some point in the future it would cause international matters to go wonky. And that's exactly what's going on. These major powers, they want to get as much done as they can before Planet X shuts down all their ability to do the things they want to do, which eventually will happen. It may be this year, it may be next year, but they know it's coming. They know they have limited time, and that's going to cause them to possibly do things in a hurry and maybe in a hurried manner that may cause them to make mistakes. What do you think, Steve?
Well, I certainly agree with you, John, 100%. And
hold on, Steve. Okay. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His book's for sale at Amazon.com. His website's jrnyquist.blog. And Steve Bannoun for a little bit longer. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. Let's take a caller here. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Yeah, good morning, Steve. Good morning, Leon, John. I don't know if Jeff is there.
He's here.
The reason why I'm calling in, Steve, I sent you a video that I just came across this morning. There is a large object that's doing an elliptical orbit around the sun, a 28-day orbit, and the object is quite large. I feel very strongly that they're not disclosing everything that they know, and I think there is already elements within our solar system. I'm not wholeheartedly believing that they're saying that it's you know, not going to be in our system until September. Something's definitely already here. We've got the images. So I'd appreciate if you could check that out later on when you have an opportunity. It was from Scott Sion from Planet X.
Right, and I see that where Scott is talking about that image in there. And I know that Scott Sion and his wife, you know, they do a lot of research. I think she used to work for NASA or something like that. But
Dr. Claudia Elbers, yeah.
Right, and I know that there's some disagreement between them and the scientists that I'm familiar with on this. So, and they say that they are aware of what he's talking about, that orbits the sun, but they say this is nothing to do with actual Planet X. Now, not to say that we're not getting remnants or something, and something gets caught up into the into this orbit of the sun. I don't really know the answer to that, but yeah, there's a lot of debate on that issue there, and really and truly, I've been told many times over, the Vatican is the one that knows more than anyone when it comes to Planet X. But however, they've come up with this thing just recently, telling me that September is it enters our solar system. And that by the end of the year, it's going to begin to affect the planets. And I'm not sure which planets that will be. I would imagine the ones that are be on the opposite side of the sun from us would be my thought. But like John has said, too, there's going to be so many things that are going to happen on the Earth as a result. And we're talking about earthquakes, volcanoes. We're already seeing these. And I have been told that a lot of the things that are happening now or that have been happening are as a result of the energy waves that have been coming in from this binary system that it's associated with. But this is just going to really increase. And one thing, John, I think that's interesting to note is that I was told back in, I want to say January or December, in one of the meetings we were in, that they're anticipating a earthquake that will begin at New Zealand, go all the way up to Japan. And that it'll be such a devastating earthquake that it could potentially split all the way to the center of the Earth's ocean.
That would be exciting. My goodness. Elizabeth, thank you for your call. We got a break. We'll be right back after the break.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.